Today's shir is Masechta Becharis Daf Samech Aleph, and we will begin at Daf Samech on the base, four lines from the wide lines. We're going to learn over a piece of the Gemara, which is a big part of today's shir, and we will be Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the Messiah, Masechta Becharis. To review what we've learned in our Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah that, of course, as we've been learning our entire Perek, the tenth animal is the Maisa Behema animal. We learned in our Mishnah that if the tenth, if there was a mistake made on the ninth animal and the 11th animal, that they too are called the tenth. The halacha is that they too have a level of Kedusha. However, the ninth animal's level of Kedusha is that you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then it may be eaten. The 11th animal is treated as a carbon shlomim. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah that this then only applies if a mistake was made on the 10th animal. If there was no mistake made on the 11th animal, on the 10th animal, then the halacha would be different. So Amar Rav, Yotzushnayim Chi, if two animals came out together at the ninth animal, the ninth and tenth animal came out together, and Karanchi, and they were both called ninth. So the way these two animals are treated, says Rava, Asiri v'chul Rava Mzabazah. We have here the tenth animal, because the animal, as the Gemara will say in a second, the animal which is indeed the tenth animal came out, and also we have here the ninth animal, but they're combined, and they four both of them. And since we don't know which is the tenth animal and which is the ninth animal, they both have to be. We have to wait till they become balimum, and then they may be eaten. And the Gemara explains: Asiri male, of course, the tenth animal is indeed the tenth animal. The ninth animal, chi karlei, was called the ninth. So it was really no mistake made here. However, since we don't know which is the ninth and which is the tenth, so we have to treat both of them as if they were the tenth. And the halach is, we have to wait for them to become balimum and then eat it, because there's always the possibility that we don't know which one is the real ma'isa animal. Now Rava speaks about a different situation. Karan Asiri, they were both called ten. So says Rava, what is the halacha? Asiri v'chi muravim zebezeh, they're both mixed together. The Meister animal is indeed a Meister animal. However, the ninth animal has to be treated, as the Mishnah taught us, with a certain level of Kedusha. We have to wait for it to become a Balmum. And since we don't know which is which, again, the halacha is that the both animals have to be waited for to become Balmum. Why? Because a Siri Kokarlela Tavayu. And as the Rishonim point out, the Nafkamina between, the practical Nafkamina between this case and the previous case, because as we said in both cases, we're going to have to wait till the animal becomes a Balmum. So what is the Nafkamina between these two cases? The Nafkamina, say the Rishonim, is in the first case, the ninth animal is really the ninth animal. We just don't know which one is the ninth and which one is the tenth. And therefore, we have to treat them both as if they were the ninth. And wait till they become Balmum. But if I didn't do it, the halacha will be, since I don't know which is which, the halacha will be that I won't get Malkus if I did avoid with any of the animals, because it may indeed be the ninth animal, where there's no Isser to do Gizav avoid with. Whereas, in this situation, since both animals have a din that you have to wait till they become Balmum, so, because whether it's the ninth or the tenth, in this case, on the ninth animal, you must wait as well. Here, if I'll do Gizav Avoida, I'll get Malkus. Then Rava speaks about another case. Yotzushnayim Basiri, they both came out as ten. The Karan Asiri. Here, the 10th and the 11th come out together, and he called them both 10. So we have a situation as Siva Echad Osa Merovin Zabazet. The 10th and the 11th came out together. The 10th is treated like a Maaser animal. The 11th is treated as a Shlomim animal. Because as we learned, the 11th, when you make a mistake, the halacha is it should be treated like a carbon Shlomim. We don't know which one is the Maaser, which one is the Shlomim. And since we don't know which is which, we have to wait. We'll discuss later what to do in the Shia. Karen Echaneser, if he called both the 10th and the 11th 11, so the halacha is Asir v'chum v'ravim zebezeh. Here the 10th one, in this case, there was no mistake made on the 11th animal. So the 10th is Maaser, the 11th is Chulin. Just again, since we don't know which one is which, we have to wait till they become Baal Mum. So again, if they were both called 10, so the halacha will be that we have here a mingling of a Maaser animal with a Shlomim animal. If they were both called 11th, we have a situation as if we have a Maaser and Chulin mixed together. Ask the Gemara, Hasso Lamali, why did Rava have to teach us this case? Rava already taught us that when the 9th and 10th exit together, if they're both called 9th, then it's considered a situation of Maaser and Chulin mixed together. And if you call them both 10th, they're both a carbon. The same thing is when the 10th and 11th are mixed together. If they're both called 11th, we have a situation of Maaser and Chulin mixed together. And if they're both called 10th, then we have a situation of Maaser and a carbon mixed together. So why did Rava have to say these two additional cases? Answers the Gemara. Hakamashma. What Rava is teaching us is a very big chiddush. The Kabas Achas, that when the 10th and 11th come out together, and they're both called 10th, Tavayu Kakachi, both of them are considered carbonos, the 10th as a Maaser Behema carbon, the 11th as a Shlomim carbon, the Afakav Deloy Nekashem Assyrian Menu. As we said, as we quoted the Mishnah says that the 11th only gets Kedusha when I made a mistake with the 11th, with the 10th. Here, however, I didn't make any mistake with the 10th. I called the 10th a 10th. And therefore, and as the Gemara is going to discuss, analyze this halacha actually, we would say that the 11th does not get the din of Shlomim. Because the 11th, when a mistake is made with the 11th, it's only considered a mistake that it should be considered Shlomim only when there was a mistake on the 10th. Here there was no mistake on the 10th, and maybe therefore it should not be considered the 11th, even if a mistake was made with the 11th, it should not make it be considered a carbon Shlomim. That's the chiddush, that it is, that this is considered such a situation as if a mistake was made with the 10th, and the 11th gets a din of a Shlomim. And therefore, the Gemara indeed analyzes this rule. Yasser of Kahana v'kamala ha-shmatza. So if Kahana was sitting and teaching us this halacha, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, but why, in this case, are we treating it as if a mistake happened with the 11th? That we're saying that when a mistake happens with the 11th, it gets the din of a carbon shlomim. Haven't we learned in the Mishnah that the only time the 11th, when a mistake is made with 11th, that it should get the status of a carbon shlomim is only when a mistake was made with the 10th? And here, the loy nekashem is sirim enui. There was no mistake made with the 10th animal. But tanana, we learned in our Mishnah, zeh klal, kolz manch loy nekashem is sirim enui. As long as there was no mistake made with the 10th, ein achras mekudosh, then we won't treat the 11th as if it were a carbon shlomim. Answers the Gemara, hani mili bezeh chazeh. When is the halacha that if I didn't make a mistake with the 10th, then the 11th won't become kadosh, won't become shlomim? Is if I didn't make a mistake with the 10th, and then I made a mistake with the 11th, it doesn't make it into a carbon shlomim. But if the mistake on the 11th, bebas achas, was made at the same time when I designated the 10th, Then the halacha, he says, is kavayat kakachi. They indeed both will be kadosh, and the lambs will be considered kavim shlom. Ask the Gemara. Bezachazah, in the case where one, when mistake was made with the 10th and then the 11th, behedik tanu. That is the explicit case of our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, karu chi asiri, well asiri asiri, lachar asa asiri, if you made no mistake on the 10th, enechas mekodesh. So then when the Mishnah summarized this, zeh klal lasuyimai, isn't it coming to teach us, lav lasuyim bas achas, that even if you made the designation of the 10th and the 11th at the same time, the halacha will still be that it's not, the 11th will not be a carbon shlomim. So why are you, Rava, asks Rav Ashi, saying that if the mistake was made on the 11th while it was being designated together with the 10th, it does become a carbon shlomim? Says the Maran Lord, the case of Zach Klaus come to teach us Lasui Yatsa Sir Vilay Diber. When the 10th came out and he didn't say anything. And then the 11th came out and he called it the 10th. So teaches us the Mishnah that since, that even though he did not say the 10th one is 10, it's not considered as if he made a mistake on the 10th. And therefore, the 11th will not be a carbon shlomim. Only when he made a mistake on the 10th does a mistake on the 11th become irrelevant. And Rav Kahana proves this point. Dilay tei mahakim. Hadatanya, it says a braisa. Yotashneim basirim, if two animals came out together as the 10th. V'lakidim echemen es chaveri. And one did not come before the other. V'kar nasiri, and he called them both number 10. Says the braisa, Shnayim v'echrosim u'rovim zebezeh. It's considered as if we have a Maisa Behema and a Shlom Behema mixed together. But ask the Gemara, haven't we said that the 11th doesn't become a Shlomim unless you make a mistake with the 10th? And here, Valoiloi Nefeshem is Seir Menu. You didn't make any mistake on the 10th. So why is it considered, why is the 11th considered a Shlomim animal? Elolat, how must we interpret the Braisa? Mishum Darminim, we're going to have to interpret the Braisa, the Kovvas Achas, that when the 10th and 11th came out at the same time, and they were both called 10th, that is considered a situation as if I made a mistake on the 10th, and therefore the 11th will become a Karban Shlomim. Exactly what Rabbi said. Elolah Mishum Darminim, Kovvas Achas, when the 10th and 11th came out together, and I call them both 10, that is considered as if I made a mistake on the 10th, and tavayu kakachi, and therefore the 10th will be a maisa behem animal, and the 11th will be a shlama animal. Says the Gemara, imishum hala yiriyah, if your entire proof is based on this braisa, that's not compelling. Because hacha maiskinim, we could explain that the braisa is referring to a situation, the kodim chadmanayi v'ayatel reishay. One of the animals stuck out its head. And from here, as the Rishonim point out, it seems that the halacha as far as Maisa Behem is concerned, when is an animal considered a Maisa Behem animal? An animal is considered a Maisa Behem animal when it sticks out its head. Although there is an interesting Rambam, where the Rambam seems to say that you have to have most of the body come out for it to be considered Maisa Behem, most of the body to come out from the door. So I saw that the Chazon Ish explains that when we're doing it properly, as is normally the case, when we have 10 animals, one going out after the other, there the halacha is that it's only considered Maisa Behema animal when indeed most of the animal comes out. When, however, it's a unique situation, as we're about to discuss in this Gemara, the halacha is that it's only that as soon as most of the head comes out, the issues that we'll describe begin to come into play. So again, one of the animals stuck out its head from the door. V'karye acharaso. And he called it, mistakenly, number 11. V'hade erif. And then it went back into the pen. V'nafik bahadadi. And then the number 10 animal and the number 11 animal go out together. V'karino asiri. And he called them both number 10. We have a situation, Doneka Shem Hasiri Himenu, that a mistake was made first. What was the mistake? That I called the animal, which is really number 10, 11. That's why the halacha is that both number 10 and 11 will have a kedusha. But perhaps, in a case where 10 and 11 come out together, and I call them both number 10, it will not be considered a situation that I made a mistake, and that the halacha should be that the 11th should have a and that the halacha should not be that the 11th should be considered carbon shlomim. Says the Gemara, how can we say that that's what the brisa means? But what carbon tkani? The brisa says that not one came before the other. But the way we just described the brisa, it exactly speaks about a case where the 11th, where animal first stuck out its head from the pen. My loy kodem, says Mar, that isn't a raya. My loy kodem, the hadi er. Since they came, it went back in, and then they came out together, that's why it's called loy kodem. So, where we're up to right now is that it could be that if the 10th and 11th come out together, and we call them 10, the 11th will not be called shlomim. And the brisa, therefore, will not be a raya to Rava's point. Ukaman, according to whom will Rav Ashi explain this brisa? That according to Rav Ashi, calling the 10th animal, that when you said 10 and 11, the halacha is that that's called a mistake, the like Rebbe. It can't follow the opinion of Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, Ha'ama achat aser lahave akira. Calling a 10th animal 11, according to Rebbe, is not a mistake. And we'll explain Rebbe's opinion in a moment. Says the Gemara, Afilo ten Rebbe. Even Rebbe could agree, calling the 10th animal 11 is a mistake. Because ki amar Rebbe, when does Rebbe say calling a 10th animal 11 is not considered a mistake? Hechad isle behemus tuva. When you have many animals. Darminim, so when Rebbe says that when you have many groups of 10 animals, when you call the 10th animal 11, we don't say that you really mean to call it 11. You call it, in Hebrew, achet osur. Achet osur doesn't necessarily mean that it meant 11. Really, what it can mean is, achet osur. I finished one group of 10. Hacha. Here we're going to be speaking the Lesla Behemoth Tefei, where you only have one group. Since you only have one group, we can't interpret that achet osur means you finished the first group of 11, because there is the first group of 10, because there is only one group. So there, Rebbe says, Rebbe too will agree that calling the 10th animal 11 is considered a mistake. So we just learned that it is the opinion of Rebbe that calling the 10th animal 11 is a mistake if you only have one group of 10 animals, but not when you have many groups of 11 animals. So, my Rebbe, where we have the opinion of Rebbe, the Tanya says the Braisa. Karol Asiri Achad Asar, if you call the 10th animal 11, or Lachad Asar Asiri, or you call the 11th animal 10, Ein Achad Asar Kaddish. The 11th animal will not be considered Karbon Shlomim. It's not considered that you made a mistake. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda,
achar ofer for kaddish, it is considered as if you made a mistake. And since it's considered as if you made a mistake, the halacha is, as we learned already in the Mishnah, when you make such a mistake, the 11th gets the din of a carbon shlom. Klal amarabi, kol man shlom nefesh shem asirim eni, because if you don't make a mistake with animal number 10, ein achar ofer kaddish. The 11th is not considered kaddish. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that if you call the 10th animal 11th, that you didn't make a mistake? For Lenecker, isn't calling the 10th animal 11 clearly a mistake? For Lenecker, Amarov, Hakamai Skinen, it's talking about a case, you're going to Isla Behemoth Tuva, where you have many groups of 10 animals. The mean Chadisru comment that when he said Achar Asur, we interpret it not to mean that he's calling the 10th animal 11, and therefore certainly when you call the 10th animal 11, it's considered a significant mistake, but rather the way the halacha views it, rather the way that Rabbi says is that you meant I finished Achar Asur, I finished my first group of 10. The issue with following this approach, asked the Chazon Ish, is let's think about it. The person called the 10th animal Achar Asur. So Rebbe teaches us a chiddush that I say that he didn't really mean to call it 11. What he really meant to say was, I finished my first group of 10. Asks the Chazon Ish, why don't we just ask him what he meant? Why do we say that he said Achar Asur, but he didn't really mean 11? Answers the Chazon Ish, that under normal circumstances, that perhaps should be what we should do. However, we go back to a rule that we've learned so many times, that the 10th may elo for Kaddish. The 10th animal really becomes Kaddish all on its own. So since the 10th animal becomes Kaddish all on its own, my verbal designation is really not that significant. And since my verbal designation is not that significant, that's why the halacha is, we interpret Achar Asur to mean not 11, but I ended my first group of 10. Indeed, says the Chazon Ish, were the halacha not that me'elof u'kadosh, then just saying that Achar Asur means my first group of 10, maybe would indeed be a stretch. So Rava began our shiur today by saying that if two animals, if the 10th and the 11th animal, come out together, and you call them both 10, so the 10th animal is a Maisa Behema animal, and the 11th animal is a Shlomim animal, as we just learned. Now, the Gemara begins a discussion, so what do we do with these two animals? And there's actually three different brises that tell us what to do. When Yotze Shnei Basiri, when the 10th and 11th animal come out together in the 10th position, and they're both called Asiri. Tanicha, the one brise says, Yiru, we should let them graze until they become Balimum. But Tanicha, the another brise says, Yakrivu, we should bring them both as a carbon. But Tani Idach, and a third brise says, Yimusu, we should let them die. And of course, obviously, we have a very serious question now. There's a three-way stira contradiction between these three brises. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Ha demand the Amar Yiru, demand the Amar that says that we should let them graze, says the Gemara, is going according to demand the Amar of Rabbanan, he, the Amar Emavim Kachnal Beis of Sol. And we need to review what we learned in our previous year. What are the practical differences between a carbon Maisa Behema and a carbon Shlomim? So as we pointed out, there are a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that carbon shlomim has to have tenufas chaz v'shoik, and after we do the tenufas chaz v'shoik, we give the chaz v'shoik to the kahanim. Maisa behema, there is no such a rule. Maisa behema has no obligation of smicha and the sachim. Carbon shlomim does. Maisa behema, we just pour the blood on the mizbeach.
Karbon Shlomim, we put the blood Shnayim Shein Arba. So says this Tana. We have these two animals, and as we've explained, these two animals, one is a Karbon Shlomim, and one is a Karbon Maisa Behema. I don't know which one is which. So if I'm going to treat them both as a Karbon Shlomim, says this Brisa, it's going to turn out that the animal, which is really the Maisa Behema animal, which normally, as I just said, all of the Maisa Behema animal is eaten by the owner. Since I don't know here which is the Maisa Behema animal and which is not, I'm going to have to treat both of them as Maisa Behema, as Shlomim animals, and the Chaz of Ishoik of both of them will be limited to be eaten only by the Kohanim who get the Chaz of Ishoik of a Kavim Shlomim. Says this Brisa, that will fall into the category of a Vim Kachim Beis Apsol, limiting the Kachim, and therefore that shouldn't be done. Rather, what should be done is Yiru, let them become Balimum, and the value of the better animal will be used then for a Karbon Shlomim, and the other one, the other value will become my own animal, because the halacha is a Maisa Behema animal you eat for yourself. What is the concept of Enavi and Kachon Beis Apsol? So the classical example that I like to give is, we know that Erev Yom Kippur we don't say Mizmul Asoida. Why don't we say Mizmul Asoida Erev Yom Kippur? Because we didn't bring a Karbon Toida on Erev Yom Kippur, because Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol, because if we're going to bring it on Erev Yom Kippur, and normally a Karbon Toida is eaten L'Yoyim V'Layla, but tonight, which is Yom Kippur, I won't be able to eat the Karbon, I won't be able to eat the Karbon Toida, so don't bring it if it will lose out the ability to eat from it. Here too, says this Tana, the fact that only the Kohanim, if I'm going to bring them both as a Karbon Shlomim, only Kohanim will eat the Chaz of Ishoik, falls into the category of Eim Avim Kachin L'Beis Apsol. And therefore, don't bring any either of them as a Karbon Shlomim. Hadatani Yaprivu. The mandam that says that they should both be brought, and they should be both be brought as a Karbon Shlomim, represents the opinion, says the Gemara of Shimoni, Domar, Mavim Kachin L'Beis Apsol, that you may bring Kachon Beis Apsol. The fact that we're limiting, that it now will only be able to, the Chaz of Ishoik, both of them, will only be eaten by the Kohanim, is not something that troubles us. Which, of course, is a very serious issue that the Mefarshim discuss, because we have a halacha throughout Shas that we do hold Ein Mevim Kachon Beis Apsol. So why is our Gemara saying over here that we're not concerned Mevim Kachon Beis Apsol? So there's a number of ways of explaining. The simple way of explaining is that this issue, that the machlokes here is, if the issue of Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol is Midoraisa Midrabona. The first Tana holds it's Midoraisa, and therefore we have to do everything to avoid that issue. Another mandama says that, and this mandama says that the entire concern of Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol is only a Midrabona. And because we have no other option when these two animals got mixed up, we're not concerned for Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol. That's one way I saw the Mefarshim explain the Machlokes. Another way that I saw the Mefarshim explain the Machlokes is there's a Machlokes of how to apply the concept of Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol. This Tana, who isn't applying it here, says we only apply the concept of Eim Avim Kachon Beis Apsol when we limit the amount of time we can eat the carbon. Here, we're not limiting the amount of time, and therefore it's not considered ever being kosher based soul. The first Tana, however, holds, as we've been explaining, just the fact that now only Kohanim can eat part of it, that alone is considered a situation of Amavian kosher, according to him, of Amavian kosher based soul. And therefore he says, Yakrivu, they both should be brought, and they should be treated as a Karbon Shlomim. And just to talk about this for a moment, what does it mean they should both be treated as a Karbon Shlomim? So the Rishonim already explained. We could do Nusachim with both of them, because if they're not obligated with Nesachim, you could anyway be Menadiv Nesachim. We could do Shtayim Shein Arba with both of them, because even though the halacha is that a Korban Maisa Behema doesn't have a rule of Shtayim Shein Arba, it isn't an issue if you do it anyway. The one thing that you can't do is Smicha, because although, as I said, the Korban Shlomim is obligated in Smicha, and the Maisa Behema is not obligated in Smicha, an animal that isn't obligated in Smicha, you may not do Smicha on such an animal, because it's considered a situation of Mishtamish Bekotchen. But explain the Rishonim, since Smicha is not essential, so they won't do Smicha, and it doesn't make a difference. But otherwise, we could treat both of these animals as a Korban Shlomim. But Rashi Masechta Erevin explains that even though normally, before Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik was done, a bracha was made on the Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik, here, a bracha cannot be made. And there's a Machloikas V'Achroinim, why Rashi says that here a bracha would not be made on the Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik. There's two ways of understanding Rashi. One way of understanding Rashi is because since we don't know which is the animal which is really the Korban Shlomim and which is not, so maybe you're doing the Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik on the animal which is not the Korban Shlomim, so we consider a hefsek between the bracha and the proper tenufa. That's one approach in the explanation of that Rashi. Another explanation in that Rashi that I saw the Mefarshim suggest is because the only time you make a bracha on a mitzvah is when you know for sure that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Here, when I do the Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik, I don't know if this is the Shlomim animal or the Maaser animal. And if it's the Shlomim animal, I have no obligation to do Tenufas Chazal B'Shoik. Therefore, I cannot make a bracha. Where is this relevant? So I saw two interesting discussions amongst the Paiskim. We know our halacha is that if Yontif, if we have a Friday Shabbos situation, so Erev Yontif, in Yontif, we're supposed to make an Erev Tavshilah. The halacha is that let's say somebody forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yontif. So the first day Yontif, he should make an Erev Tavshilin and say a Tanai. If today is Yontif and tomorrow is not Yontif, this is when we have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So today is not, if Thursday is Yontif, then Friday isn't, and I can cook on Friday for Shabbos. If today is not Yontif, then if today, on the other hand, is not Yontif, and tomorrow is Yontif, so I'm making an Erev Tavshilin today, it's still not Yontif. So the question is, when you make an Erev Tavshilin with such a Tanai, do you make a bracha? If we say Pshat in Rashi is that only when you know for sure, when your mitzvah is Mavur, do you make a bracha, here your mitzvah is clearly being made with a Safik, and you ought not to make a bracha. If, however, Pshat in Rashi is because there's a hefsek, here there's no hefsek, and a bracha should be made. Another area where I saw this discussion, very fascinating discussion, famous vart from Chaim Brisker. Well, let's say somebody has two esroidim. One is a beautiful esrid, one is not that nice, but the one that's not that nice is certainly a kosher esrid, it's certainly not murkav, and the one that's nicer is a sofik murkav. What should you do? So Chaim Brisker says, take the Sofik Esrig first. Because if you take this Esrig, which is certainly kosher first, you already fulfilled your mitzvah. And then when you're going to take the other mitzvah, the Esrig, which is the nicer one, you already fulfilled your mitzvah, it's a meaningless act. So Rav Lezer Silver asked the Ragged Shavu, when he heard the word from Rav Chaim, that we have an issue. So if you're going to take the esrig, which is a suffix first, how could you make a bracha? You're going to take that esrig first, and then you're going to take the certainly kosher esrig second. Why isn't that considered a hefsik? And we're just explaining, according to Rashi, that wherever there's a hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah, you ought not to make a bracha. So I saw that the Brisk Rav answered to this question, that since the halacha is, even though the chachil, that shouldn't be done, that you could take the dalaminim not all at one time,
pick up a lulav first, then pick up the other minim. So this is no worse than doing it that way, and that's why it's not considered a hefsek. The third mandamah that says yimusu, that when you have this mix up, both of them should be left to die. Rav Yehuda, follows the opinion of Yehuda, the Omer, toss mice to murahava. Then whenever you have a situation, if an animal is a mistaken meiser, it's treated like a tamura. And Rabbi Huda's opinion, says the Gemara, is kasavar. Rabbi Huda's opinion is that tamura's meiser meisa, that it's left to die. Ask the Gemara, the kasavar Rabbi Huda tamura's meiser meisa, is that indeed Rabbi Huda's opinion? But not Amr Mishum Rameyo. The Mishnah spoke about the following situation. Again, when we have this mix-up, and the 11th animal is mixed up, so Yehuda said that that 11th animal cannot make a tamura, even though it's a carbon shlomim, because it's considered a tamura, and a tamura cannot make a tamura. So Rameh said to Yehuda, Eloi a tamura, if you're right, that this 11th animal that we're treating as a carbon shlomim is in the category of tamuras maisa, then the halacha should be tamura karev. It shouldn't be brought altogether. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda suffer. Obviously, it is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that karev, that a tamuras maisa can be brought. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tamuras maisa is left to die? V'chi tema, and if we'll explain the Mishnah, Ramei lemay de svir alekama. Ramei is only explaining his own opinion, not that Rabbi Yehuda necessarily agrees. Ask them of a time when we learned in a braisa. Ein bein echad asul shlomim. The 11th animal that was the subject of a mistake that we're treating as a carbon shlomim is no different than any other carbon shlomim. El shizah oisa kedusha l'karif, that a regular carbon shlomim can make a tamura, that the tamura itself also is put on the mizbeach. V'zeh ein oisa kedusha l'karif. And the 11th animal that we're treating as a carbon shlomim cannot do so. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Kaddish l'karav hu d'lavid. Obviously, that the 11th animal cannot make a tamura, but ha'agiyu ifa karav, but it itself is brought. So we see according to Yehuda that 11th animal that becomes kaddish because it's a tamura's maisa is brought as a karmen shlomim and not left to die. Boy tanya, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says regarding karmen shlomim. And as the Rishonim say, the Torah already tells us which animals to bring as a carbon. Why does the Torah add the words Imen HaBokar? The Rabbi Acher Aser was Shlomim. That if a mistake was made with the 11th and was called 10th, it should be treated as a carbon Shlomim. Yochel Shneimar B'Afat Shi. Maybe I should do the same with the 9th animal. If a mistake was made with the 9th animal, it should be treated as a carbon Shlomim. Amr, the answer is, V'chi Chepish L'Fonim B'Kadosh O'L'Acher B'Kadosh. When does Kedusha get generated? Only once you have Kedusha can it spread further. Not if you do not have Kedusha yet at all. Have Oymel Akra Mekadosh. So we see the 11th, which follows the 10th, after the real Maisa is obviously identified, it can become a Karmen Shlomim. The 9th, however, which is before the Kedusha ever is established, because 9 comes before 10, doesn't get that level of Kedusha. Now makes the Gemara's point. Stam Sifra, every anonymous Sifra, Mani, who is the Tana of Yehuda? The Tani, and here it says clearly, that the 11th animal, which is a Tamuris Maisa, is treated as a full-fledged carbon shlomim, and it's not left to die. So we're back to where we started. Here we say, Yemusu. Then we have the mix-up between the 11th and the 10th. We don't know which one is which. Both are left to die. And the Gemara is suggesting it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the 11th animal is a tamuras maisa and is left to die. But here we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tamuras maisa is not left to die. So how do we understand this price that says both of these animals are left to die? It says the Gemara, Tegmer Hashimber Abaka Medra of Yochanan, Maisa Bizman Azeh Skinim. We're talking about Maisa Bizman Azeh. And the concern here is Mishum Takola. And we have here a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this Gemara, which is very much connected to the first daf of this parak. At the beginning of this parak, we learned that Chazal said that there is no din of ma'isa b'zman hazeh because of l'kuach and yosim. Rav Huna said so. So the question is, here we're learning that there's a new concern. Why is no ma'isa b'zman hazeh? Mishum takala. Because if we're going to have ma'isa b'zman hazeh, what will I do with that animal? I can't bring it as a carbon, and while I'm waiting for it to become a bar mum, I may accidentally use it, which is of course an aveira. So now the question is, how do we view these two different gemaras that we've learned in this parak? Rashi explains that these two gemaras actually represent a machloikus. What is the machloikus? According to Rav Huna, when we learned at the beginning of this parak that they abolished ma'is of Zman Hazeh, it means that if you did take the ma'is of Zman Hazeh, it's a meaningless act. Chazal said your act is meaningless. According to this Gemara, you shouldn't do it, but if you did it, it would be effective. So it's actually a machloikus. Tosfos says that the two Gemaras actually complement each other. And what the way to understand the two Gemaras, according to Tosfos, is that both Gemaras say that agree that l'chatchila we should not take ma'isa b'zman hazeh, but if you did take ma'isa b'zman hazeh, it would be effective. What is the basis of the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos? So there's a number of pshatim in the Achroinim. One pshat is that according to Rashi, the first Rav Huna at the beginning of this parak is of the opinion that Chazal have the ability to completely abolish Ma'is of Zman Hazeh, that even if you took it, it shouldn't be effective, with their ability of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And Al Gemara holds that that's not how far Chazal went with it. That's Rashi's interpretation. Tosfos' interpretation is that this is not a situation where we can apply the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Because he says you only apply the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker when you take somebody's property away from him. Here we're not taking anybody's property away from them, and therefore we cannot here apply the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And therefore, both of them agree, both Gemaras agree, that you ought not to take mice, but if you took it, then it would be effective. One way of explaining the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Another way of explaining the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is based on a famous vort from Rav Kiveva. We know that halacha is that when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. Takanas Chazal. What is the halacha if one did blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? Has he fulfilled the mitzvah or not? Kiveva says he has. Not everybody obviously agrees. Perhaps that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says Chazal said you shouldn't take ma'aseh b'zman hazeh. But if you did, you fulfilled the mitzvah. Rashi, however, holds that according to Rav Huna, when Chazal said that you shouldn't take ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, what Chazal meant is that the mitzvah doesn't exist. And if you did it, it's a totally meaningless act. Where would there be a nafkamina? I saw a very interesting nafkamina. The halacha is, we don't take dalaminim if Sukkot is on Shabbos as well. And the halacha is that if you took the Dalaminim on the first day of Yom Tov Sukkot, and you forgot to make a Shekhiyonu, you cannot make a Shekhiyonu on the second day. So all the halacha, if you took my mistake Dalaminim on the first day of Sukkot that were on Shabbos, if we say that you did a mitzvah, so then on the second day you can't make a Shekhiyonu. But if we say that when you did a mitzvah and Chazal told you not to do the mitzvah is in Bechlal, not a mitzvah, then you haven't done the mitzvah, and you can't, even this person would be able to make a shekhiyonu. But no matter how we explain it, the basis of this explanation now is that Chazal said that b'zman hazeh we shouldn't take ma'isa because of takala. Interesting question that the Shalomeshev asks. According to Tosfos, that everybody agrees that if you did take it, it is effective. Don't we have a big sugi that we're going to learn in Masechta Temura? Kamilsa damar rachmano loisavid. Anything the Torah said you should do, if you did it, it's meaningless. So why can everybody hold, according to Tosfos, that the ma'isa would be effective? Answers the Shalom Eishev. That's only when the actual act is inherently wrong. Here there's nothing wrong with the actual act. It's only a gezeira. Because of takala, there we don't say, so if that's the word, that there's a concern for tekala. So why is it in a situation of trey of two animals that got mixed up? Afil chadnami, the brayser should say there's a concern of tekala. Answer the Gemara the way to understand the brayser as follows: Lo mibayi kama, lo mibayi chad. Certainly, when there's one animal where less lay pseida, there's not that much of a loss. That loss is the mice shouldn't that by letting it die. The halacha is that we have to do so. Av trei, keep the nefshik seder. Here we're going to have two animals and we're going to let them die. It's a significant loss. Lashinu ad nefshik mumah. Maybe instead of killing them, maybe wait till they become down mum. In order lechlinda, we should be able to eat them. Mashlan, the concern for the color is so great that even by two animals, yimusu the halacha is yimusu. Itma. Says the Gemara, I'm l'shluchat seva sali. If somebody asks the shliach to take Maisa on his behalf, and here we see that you could appoint a shliach to make Maisa, and the Mechitz Chinuch explains that even though maybe you can't appoint a shliach to be magdish something on your behalf, Maisa, again with a concept that we've been learning so many times, is different, because since Maisa me'elof u'kadosh has a different rule and you can't ask a shliach to do it on your behalf. So says the Gemara Itmar, I asked my shliach to take Maisa behem on my behalf. Rapapa Mishmei de Rav Amar, Kar Luchi Asiri Kaddish. If he made a mistake and called the ninth one 10, it's fine. Ulachach Asiri, but if he made a mistake and called the 11th one 10, that is Eda Kaddish. And here too we have a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this opinion. Rashi explains the Gemara very simply. He says a mistake on calling the ninth 10 is not such a significant mistake. Because what did we learn in the Mishnah that Halach will be? The Halach is that we have to wait till the ninth one becomes Bamum, and then I can eat it. So it's not considered such a significant mistake, and that is why his act is considered a valid act. That's Rashi's explanation. Whereas the 11th is a significant mistake, because instead of it being chul and it becomes kachim, that's why it's a meaningless act. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos explains it differently. Tosfos says that when I call the 11th, that when I call the 9th, 10, so I haven't finished my shlichus yet. And since I haven't finished my shlichus, that's why the mistake is considered a mistake. That's why I'm still considered a shliach, and my act has meaning. But once I call, says Tosfos, the 10th 110, so my job is done. I'm no longer a shliach here. I finished my job, and therefore whatever I do is meaningless. Rapapa's opinion is, Karlu Chi Asiri Ein Kaddish. Even if I call the 9th 110, it's nothing. It's not considered valid, because the Meshaleach says to the Shliach, "L'tkunish adatich lo lafsi." I appointed you to do what's good for me, not to mess me up and now make my ninth animal have these restrictions. Ask the Gemara, "Umayish tamar d'tanan." We learned the other day, "Midaraisa truma dalach is chita achas peteres is a kri." Taking one kernel is enough. Chazal, however, gave shiurim. A 40th, a 50th, a 60th. So the Mishnah teaches us, Haimel Shluchat Sei Troim, the Talmudi tells the Shliach, take Truma on my behalf, time Kadas Balabais. He should try to assess what the owner would be, in any day, what the owner would want. Would he want it to be a 40th, would he want it to be a 50th, would he want it to be a 60th? In any day, Adatish Balabais, if he can't figure out what this Balabais would want, term benenis, so should take like the average. Echav v'chamis. Pich is a sorrow, hoist of a sorrow. But let's say he didn't take a 50th, he took a 40th or a 60th. Trumas a truma. But why? Why can't the owner say to him, L'tekuni shedatich v'loy la'afsi? Answer the Gemara, and therefore the whole shlichus should become nullified. Answer the Gemara, you can't compare the two situations. Hasa, kivin the ik the term ben yofa. There are people that do take a 60th. There are people, big at the time, they're Ryan Raw. Amri, so the shliach can always say, I assess that that was the type of person you are, And that's why, if he took a 40th or a 60th, it would be valid. Hacha, here, Tusuhi, it's a clear error. Amalach, and he tells him, Loi Ba'alach Mamitti, you shouldn't have made this mistake, and if you're making a mistake, your shlichus is not a shlichus, and it, therefore, is not valid. From here we see, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that a person has a right to always, and maybe it's not only a right, maybe it's the right thing to do, to always assess his friend as a generous, good person. And that's why he says a very interesting halacha. He says, let's say I have my wallet on the table, and somebody comes to collect money for tzedakah. And I tell whoever's sitting by the table, I tell my friend, give him from my wallet a donation. And my friend takes out a big sum of money and gives it. And I say, I never would have given such a large donation. The shlichus is not bottled, because my friend has a right to say that I assumed that you are a generous individual. Hanalach Masa Behema, Vestikalach Masech Bechairis, Hanalach Masa Behema, Vestikalach Masech Bechairis, Hanalach Masa Behema, Vestikalach Masech Bechairis. Mazel Tov.